Welcome to my Monday Mindset Shorts, in which I want to share with you coaching tips that I use with my postnatal rehab clients to help them live with more freedom from anxiety and worry by living a life based on their values. Join me each week for this short and thought-provoking episode. Hi there, and thanks for joining me today. I hosted a retreat this weekend, which was a wonderful moment of pause for everybody to step to one side in their lives in order to rest and breathe, taking a weekend off the hamster wheel of life, not having to think about what to cook for dinner again, or rushing around taking their kids to all sorts of places in their busy social lives. We had a mindset discussion on Saturday afternoon, mainly focused on values and how clarity on our values helps us to take the steps we need every day to move towards what we most want in life. What followed was a powerful discussion about what communication around support looks like to each one of us and how we can work on ourselves whilst also caring for everyone else. We talked about making 1% changes for the better, small incremental steps in the right direction towards the version of you you want to become. It reminded me of something I posted on Instagram a few years ago after going for a hilly dog walk and walking up a steep hill quite steadily and getting to the top without having to stop 100 times hyperventilating all the way like I normally do. I looked back down the hill to where I had come from and I had this feeling that we don't often take the time to do that in life. We don't often look back at where we came from and think, wow, I'm doing so well. I would have been amazed to get to this point when I was back there before. When we stop to acknowledge the progress we have made, we are being compassionate to ourselves and encouraging to what might now lie ahead for us. It gives us a sense of positive connection with the process we are in and that the systems and habits we have in place are working for us. Recognizing that means we know we can keep going with those steps we've been doing, no matter how small or insignificant they seem. This is especially true when we feel totally stuck because of having very small kids with us at home, or a partner who works away all the time or isn't there, and we have no other support. Progress then is measured in inches rather than in leaps and bounds, and it's definitely not linear. We can have many times when it looks like we're going backwards, but actually we met a roadblock in life and needed to work out a way to navigate around it. It's always worth looking back and appreciating where you are now compared to any time in the past. We also need to be mindful of how we compare. I just said how compare yourself to any time in the past. Well, guess which point in the past most people choose to compare themselves to? Many clients start working with me talking about all the things that have gone wrong for them in the past few years and how before they had kids, everything was great in their bodies, or before they hurt their back, they were super strong. Sometimes our comparisons go back years to when we got married and fitted clothes 2 sizes smaller, or when we were at university in our early 20s. It's hard not to. We may be challenged by the issues we have now, and living in our own bodies is the only point of reference we have for an alternative feeling. However, when we compare to a previous version of ourselves, we don't see what we may have found challenging at that time. We only see the good stuff, the easy feeling, the ability that we had. We also don't notice the growth that we have gone through to get here today. Just as when we only ever compare upwards in our social circles, finding ourselves lacking over and over again because there will always be someone who appears to have it all together just at that moment that our stuff falls apart. We also don't notice what was challenging in our past at a time we think was perfect. When we compare to others, we distance ourselves from them. We stop seeing all that connects us and start seeing everything that separates us, all they have and we don't. And again, when we compare ourselves, we stop learning from and acknowledging the process we've gone through to get where we are today. I wonder what you could look back at and notice today. What kind, supportive, and encouraging words could you say to yourself for the progress you've made getting here? If you need to walk up a big hill to give yourself a physical manifestation of your journey, then I'm 100% supportive of that too. Movement and mindset together, a transformative combination. I'm interested to know how that piece resonated with you. Has it hit the mark? Do you connect with the understanding of it, or maybe do you connect with it but you're struggling to make it a reality? I'd love to discuss it with you over on my Instagram feed, so find me at Mother of All Movement on there. Developing psychological flexibility and self-compassion is a lifelong project for all of us. So talking, listening, and sharing is crucial to becoming more skilled for our lives.